I don't even know when to come in. I think now's a good time.
You gotta listen to the sick beats.
I know, but it's like, but I gotta come in, I gotta do work.
Yeah, we're here to work, we're on the clock.
It sounds so good.
It makes me want to be a bass player.
I know. This is like the bass player track.
Yeah, bass player is the most important person in any band.
I thought it was the drummer.
No, it's the bass player.
Why?
It just is. Because if he's gone, there's no one. He keeps the beat like the whole song.
I thought that was the drummer.
No. I was in band, I know.
I was in band too, but I thought the drummer was the one that kept the beat.
No.
I don't know.
He can, but it's more important. If you had to get rid of your bass player or get rid of your drummer, you get rid of your drummer.
Jack White got rid of his bass player. The White Stripes was just him on guitar and Meg White on drums.
Who is this?
The White Stripes?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my god, you don't know who the White Stripes are.
Anyway, let's not talk about bands I don't know.
Oh my god. Always. What's up, everybody?
Hey guys.
Here we are, we're Law and Disorder.
Yes, here we are.
Here we are.
Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Tell your friends. And then I think you just repeat those words over and over.
We're here. We are back. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited to be here. Before we get too far into this, let's thank Wave Space Audio for the music and Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish Network needs. Thanks for your support, guys.
You've supported us a long time.
Long time. This is like season 6 or something now.
I think that's what we agreed on, season 6.
I have to go back and look in the archives, but I think we're in season 6. I think
we just agreed on that.
It's episode 1 of whatever season we're starting right now. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Episode 1. If you've missed the first several seasons, you're missing a lot, actually.
So. You're missing a lot, but none of it was like super important to today's episode.
So. No, it's not like How I Met Your Mother, where you have to like, there's so many references to the old seasons. You can just hop in whenever.
Yep.
So welcome. But for your listening pleasure, there's tons of content. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, YouTube.
Anywhere you get your podcasting needs, you'll find us.
We've got dozens of episodes.
I hope they don't come out with more platforms because it's getting hard to keep up with all those platforms.
We're on 9.
Yeah, I don't need 10. Like, let's. They better not come out with another one.
Technically, if you count Facebook and YouTube, we're on 11. So that's enough.
Yeah.
It's enough worldwide.
Y'all got options. We're not adding more.
I know. So we're here. It's been a while. What's up?
Man, oh man. Well, been working a lot. I work from home, which is nice, but been working a lot. Since I've been home so much, we started some house projects. I did a wall. I decorated a wall in my dining room. I think I did a very good job on it.
You did a very good TikTok on that.
Thank you.
I saw that. Look at you.
I DIY'd it and I put it on TikTok.
So you did a TikTok on the wall. And I thought that was pretty, because you did the whole time lapse and everything. I was like, oh, look at Kate getting all creative. But then you did a TikTok on a cake.
Yeah, that's the more popular video.
Not just a cake. It was the cake.
It was the cake, guys. So I've been getting into couponing and bargain shopping and all that. Because, inflation hurts everybody. I'm feeling it. So I always try to buy clearance and on sale stuff when I can. So I was at the grocery store. And my grocery store that I go to has one of those clearance baked goods sections where all the baked goods that are at the sell by date, or maybe you were supposed to sell them yesterday, they don't want to throw them out. So they discount them heavily to try to get them sold. And so I was walking by it and I wanted to see if maybe they had some dinner rolls I could get or bagels or something. And I saw a whole cake, and not just a regular vanilla or chocolate cake, but this was a cake that was outline, the outside of it was outlined in Kit Kat bars, and then the top of it was coated in M&Ms.
Ooh.
So, and I looked at the price tag on it, and it was originally $30. I would never pay $30 for that kind of cake, but it was on clearance for $7. So I bought it because there's at least more than $7 worth of candy just on that cake.
Well, here's the thing. So usually when you go to the store and you see stuff on the clearance, it's stuff that maybe people didn't like. It wasn't a hot seller. What was the good seller if that was the bad one?
I don't know if that was a custom cake someone called in and then they did it.
Some pothead's like, hey, I need you to make a cake for me. And I need you to put Kit Kats all the way around and some M&Ms. Yeah.
It had like those little plastic like toy rings on top too. It was like decorations. Like it was like
a birthday cake.
Kind of, but it was fall themed. So like they weren't like, you know, birthday cake themed. They were turkeys, but they were little plastic rings that don't fit my finger because I'm an adult. So I just threw them away. But that's what was on it.
It was a really awesome cake. I looked at it and it gave me diabetes just looking at it.
Oh, I think I ate one slice of it because it was so rich and I could feel myself getting the cavities eating it. But really? I had friends over and they ate the majority of it. So it worked out.
What do you wash that down with? Like a Dr. Pepper or something? I mean,
Friends ate it with milk.
I mean, okay, I can see that. But I'm just like, if you're eating that many calories, why not just wash it down with, like a chocolate milk or something?
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it seems like something I would have eaten when I was 14. Like, if I go back in time now, I'm like, no, don't eat that. This is fat future you telling you don't eat that.
Yeah, I don't know if I see another cake, I might have to buy it again. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it and start comparing cakes. But it's not every day you see a whole cake there.
Well, a whole cake, but let alone like a whole like awesome like custom cake. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
The inside was just vanilla, though. I was expecting maybe like the inside was hollow and they put more candy in there. So like when you cut into it, then there's like stuff out in the middle, but there wasn't. I was a little disappointed.
It just starts pouring out. You have like Hershey's Kisses pouring out.
Oh, that would have been great. Man.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or something. Oh, aww. Yeah. We should totally make that cake.
Or like sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Gummy bears or something.
Oh, gummy bears. Yeah. Something fun.
Sour Patch Kids.
That's a great way to, you know, make a boring cake awesome. You just fill the inside with more candy.
Yeah. It looked pretty awesome.
Hey, you have a kid. You can do that for him.
I know, but then I want to eat it and it's not good for me.
I promise you I have more exciting stuff coming up besides just working cake. I'm finally going to be taking a vacation here at the end of the year.
Hey, that's always good news.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been on vacation in a year and a half, so I think it's coming up. It's due.
Yeah.
It's due. Going on a cruise. I'm very excited.
Ooh, look at you.
Going on a boat.
Getting tropical.
Yeah.
You get a tan and everything.
I'm going to Mexico and Honduras, and we're going to be gone a whole week, so I'm very excited.
I didn't think I could top that, but I think I can.
I know you can, because I hate you and jealous of where you're going, but you tell the people.
So, we haven't been here in a while. So, the people that have listened to the show over the years, I've been engaged for like a decade, pretty much. we'll round up to a decade.
Yeah.
So, we're finally getting married in January. January the 7th. So, about a month away. Gonna get married. We're gonna go on a cruise out of Florida to the Bahamas. So we're gonna get married on a boat, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna take Andrew, my kid, and her, I guess we'll take my wife. We're gonna go to like Disney and the Universal and all that since we're gonna be in Florida. And I get to miss a bunch of work.
That's the best part.
So yeah, and my...
Well, I mean, besides you're getting married part, that's obviously the most important part.
Well, and we've been hiding this secret since March of 2022. So my 9-year-old doesn't know. It's his mom. You know, we have our kid together. So it's like, here, Merry Christmas. You're going to go, like, your mom's going to finally get your last name because Andrew has my last name. So he'll be like, oh, that's cool, Dad. Yeah. Like, I don't think he'll be really excited, but he'll be like, all right, that's cool. And it's like, we're going to get married. What? Like, we're going to go to Florida. What? We're going to go on a boat in the Bahamas. That's cool. And he's going to be like, okay, that's awesome. But then he's going to be like, hey, we're going to come back and we're going to Disney. Oh, you're the greatest dad ever. And you get to miss like 10 days of school. Can never top that ever in my life. He'll remember that forever. But he'll also be like, yeah, Dad, mom and dad peaked when I was 9. And all my Christmases sucked after that. That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's because you spoil him. So now he just wants to be spoiled more.
He's the only one. It's not every day I get married. I don't think. You know, it's exciting. Like I said, we've been together for a long time. It's a long time coming. And we wanted to do something a little unique. So
that is very unique. And it sounds so fun. Not a lot of people do stuff like that anymore.
And it's actually more economical than to have a wedding. Like just a regular old, like, you got married, what, 2-3 years ago?
Year and a half.
Has it been? I could have swore it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
No, it was a year and a half ago.
I promise you, your wedding still probably cost more than my wedding.
No, it did. I think probably our venue alone cost more than what.
Wow.
Yeah. Not including food, not including alcohol, not including decor, not including cake and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it turned into one of these things where I told her, I was like, we should get married this year. And she said, only if you pay for it. And I think she thought, because I'm kind of cheap, I think she thought that I wouldn't do it, so it'd buy us more time. And I was like, all right, sucker, here we go. And it's like, I got a wedding, we're going to get married on a boat, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And she's like, oh, I hate you. Like, she's like, he really wants to do it this time. So, you know, I had to put my money where my mouth is. But, you know, it works. I'm excited. She's excited.
That's good.
You know, we're about a month away and we're like, let's just tell him already. Tell him the secret. Like, what have they been up to all these months? I'm going to laugh when he's like, I already knew.
No, I'm going to laugh when he finds out and be like, oh, that's cool and whatever. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. So where's my present?
Yeah. He's like, okay, but nothing changes for me, right? Like, we're still family. We all live together. Yeah, pretty much. Your mom's just going to look different on paper, like her name. Okay, cool.
He'll be like, well, I don't look at my mom on paper. I look at her in her face.
Yeah.
God, Dad, you suck.
But Disney World.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're only going to be there 3 days. Do we have to go on the boat for those 3 days? Can we just go to Disney? I can already hear it. I'm going to disappoint somewhere.
I think once he starts doing the activities on the boat, he'll have fun.
I'm excited about the boat part because, you know, boats have daycares and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They got kids clubs.
Daycare.
Yeah, they have really cool arcades and kids arenas with all like the jungle gyms in them. And
did you get the drink package for your boat?
I did. They were having a Black Friday or Cyber Monday sale. We got some.
So we didn't do the alcohol one because I don't think we're going to drink that much because we have like a whole marathon of stuff. But we got the non-alcoholic package, and that thing's like pretty intense, and it has like 20 or 30 virgin drinks. So mm-hmm. like a virgin margarita, virgin pina colada, and all these hacks we were reading is like, just go to the liquor store on the boat and buy the liquor. They go, it's literally going to be cheaper, and you get all the virgin drinks. Like, just, they go, it's actually pretty common practice for people to do that. They'll just buy the virgin drink and then got a little like backpack in there.
Yep.
Pouring it in there, saucing it up. So
take a, like a tumbler with you.
Ooh.
Take a tumbler. Have everyone take a tumbler. Like, even Andrew, because whenever you get your drinks, whatever glass or cup you get, it's going to have ice and it's going to sweat. Like, there's going to be condensation on the outside. So, as soon as you get it, you can dump it in your tumbler and it won't condense on the outside. It'll keep your drink cold. And it'll keep, if you get coffee, you can keep your drink hot.
I have a Lawn Disorder Yeti.
Yeah, take it.
Ooh, I get to take my Lawn Disorder Yeti International.
Yes.
People will be like, what is that symbol?
That is, I think, the best thing I took on my last cruise was my tumbler.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I didn't think about that. How have I not thought about that? I mean, look at you giving me good ideas.
Mm-hmm. You can also take 2 full bottles of wine with you on the boat.
Or champagne. So we have 16 people in our party. So it's one per person that's over the age of 21. So 15 of the 16 people are over the age of 21.
Nice.
So we're going to get like 8 bottles of champagne, like 7 bottles of wine, I think. And it's like, hey, one night we're going to do champagne. You know, for the wedding, we'll do champagne and we'll do wine another night.
Are you getting actual champagne or are you going to do like Prosecco?
I don't know. I think we're going to go, we might go actual champagne. I'm not sure yet.
Because you could do Prosecco and then like maybe like you and Myrna can just have the champagne because it is expensive. One bottle is going to run you at least $40, and that's like the cheap stuff.
I know, but I'm only getting married once.
I know. So you guys get the nice bottle.
And I'm already going to, I mean, I can't cheap it now. I'm already going to the Bahamas and Florida.
But everybody else, like a lot of people are probably going to end up bringing Prosecco because they don't even know. I didn't know that was a thing until I got married. And they were like, you don't want champagne for everybody. Just get Prosecco because it was like $4.
No, I think we're going to buy it. So we are driving to Florida. So we were just going to load up like cases and then get there and just like divvy them out to everybody and say, all right, take this on the boat.
Well, it's up to you. It's your budget.
I don't know. Now you got me thinking.
I don't mean to make you think. I mean, there's some good Prosecco out there. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. I have to have that conversation with the boss.
Yeah.
I'm just the financier. She's the boss.
She writes the checks. You write the checks and she tells you where they go. Who we write them to.
Pretty much. Yeah. So I'm excited. You know, we're getting there almost.
It's going to be here before you know it.
It is going to be there before you know it. But guess what's coming right now? Guess.
What could it be? It is mid-December.
It's almost Christmas.
Christmas. It's also almost Hanukkah and all those other holidays.
But it's almost Christmas.
I know. We celebrate Christmas.
I celebrate Christmas.
Me too.
I don't know about the other ones. I celebrate Christmas. Yeah. I have a Christmas tree. Not a Hanukkah tree. That's not a thing, I don't think.
I don't know. Isn't it it's a menorah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have that was one of those either.
I don't.
I have a Hanukkah. I don't have a Hanukkah anything. I have a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Did you put your tree up? Is your tree up already?
Trees.
Oh, gosh.
Three.
I'm sorry.
We have a fake one in the living room. We have a real one in the dining room. And then we just bought a little, like a skinny fake one in Andrew's room. Oh my God. So Andrew has a Grinch tree.
He needs his own tree.
Myrna just thought it'd be cool to have it in his room. I don't know. Do we need two trees? I don't even know how we ended up with two trees.
I will never get a real Christmas tree ever again.
We bought one about 3 years ago, so now it's been our tradition to have at least one real one. Except the dog drinks out of it all the time.
Ew. Yeah. I can't deal with the needles.
There's no, you know what? That's a thing. That's not a thing anymore. I think that's an old tradition because in the 3 years we've had one, we've never had one drop a needle.
So. How? My family used to get real trees every once in a while, like every few years. My mom would be like, oh, I think I want a real one this year. And we would get it. Maybe we didn't water it enough, but I feel like we like drowned it. But like I would touch one needle on it and 100 would fall.
I swear. Well, you know how everything now is so modified and so
a tree
like hybrid this and that. I really think that you buy you a tree from Home Depot or Lowe's that it's not like the old trees. I think they have some.
I don't understand how they changed trees in the last 10, 15 years.
I mean,
it's a tree.
Just think about it, though. I mean, everything is full of hormones and stuff now. You don't think that they figured out a way to modify a tree to where it doesn't drop needles?
No.
Think about it.
No.
If you had a hamburger.
Would have been all over the news if they chemically engineered a new strand of tree to not lose its needles even when it's cut down.
I've bought a tree from Lowe's for the last 3 years and none of them have done it. And I think they're all Douglas firs, if I'm not mistaken. And none of them have done it. Like you'll get one or two, but not like, growing up, one of my girlfriends had one when we were younger and every year they always had crap everywhere, but that's why I never wanted one. And Myrna's like, no, trees aren't like that anymore. They're different. Yeah, there's hormones and stuff in those trees now.
Okay, let's not call it hormones, but I'll look it up and see if you're talking about something. But
I think there's something in the trees now.
What are they injecting into the ground?
They're hybrid trees.
Hybrid trees. Okay.
So we're in agreement that we both have trees.
Yes.
But, well, you have a artificial.
Yes.
And I have artificial, but then I also have a real one. Mm-hmm. So how many trees do you have? One tree?
Just one.
Okay. I don't know how I ended up with three. I don't have a mansion, but I have three. So what else do you have that's the same as mine, you think, or different?
Same? Let's see.
This is probably a good
card. Stockings?
Okay, I have stockings as well.
Yeah.
So do you have stockings for the dogs?
I have one stocking for the dogs, and they share, because I bought it last year. I bought new, because we just got it was our first Christmas in our new house as a married couple. So I got us new stockings and I saw a puppy, like a dog bone one. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get one. And I wanted to get two because at the time I knew I was getting my Mocha. But Mocha was a surprise to Harrison, my husband. So I couldn't get two doggy stockings because then he would have been like, why are there two?
Oh.
So I bought one and I still just have one because I haven't wanted to buy one yet. So they're just going to share.
So we have we do stockings as well. Toby was here last year, and then Princess is new. But I think, because we've had two dogs most of the time we've been together. Yeah, we always just had one stocking. So we have four total.
I don't think they mind sharing.
No, I think they just want the stuff.
Yeah.
So we both have stockings, both have trees. Do you have, like, presents from Santa and then presents from, like, me? Like, you know, a present from Harrison?
Yeah, that's what my family does. my immediate family is we'd have family presents and then Santa's presents. We'd always open Santa's presents on Christmas Day. Everything else got open Christmas Eve. Okay. That's how we did it.
How do you guys open the presents?
Like youngest to oldest. So like my younger sister opened her presents first.
So do you like rotate? Is it like, hey, we're gonna start with the youngest and then work our way up and then we'll go again? Or like, hey, you're gonna open all of yours and we're just gonna watch you open them?
Yeah, it's that. We just one person goes at a time and opens all their presents. And that was really difficult when we were kids because we had so many, like, you know, toys. You buy so many toys, they were cheap. But now that we're older and we're all adults, we don't get as many gifts, and so the piles are smaller. The gifts might be more expensive, you know, like, you know, AirPods or iPads and stuff, but you just get less, so it's only a handful.
Are you the middle child or the old child?
I'm the middle, so it's my little sister, and then me, and then Kyle, my older brother.
So Kitty's your sister?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you and Kyle are like, oh, Kitty always gets to open first.
Well, my parents said it's youngest to oldest, and I'm like, well, I'm not the youngest, so whatever.
You know, and then poor Kyle, he's just like, oh, I hate these people, like, every year.
So he wasn't last, because then my parents went after him, so they would open presents after him. He was just the last kid.
I know, but as a kid, you're like, everything was fine until they got here.
Pretty much. I showed up, and then she showed up, and I'm just glad no more showed up.
It's like, every year since she showed up, she gets to go first.
Yep.
You know, how do we do it? Yeah, we start with the youngest and then go to the oldest. And then it kind of just, I think the first round is like that. And then after that, it's just kind of like a free for all. But we end up with a lot of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like tons of paper.
You should recycle it. That's what I do.
Do we recycle it? I don't know if we do or not. We don't really have recycling out in Terrell.
We always make a big like trash pile in the middle and jump in it. And then we dispose of it. And like the dogs will jump in it. And then I used to have a cat and he would climb through it. And it's fun. You just make, it's like a leaf pile, but with wrapping paper. And then it's fun.
So you do presents.
Mm-hmm.
What's Christmas Eve like?
So Christmas Eve every year at my house is ham.
Ham?
Ham. Every year. My mom cooks ham.
Like she makes the ham? Like it's her recipe of ham?
She just bakes ham. I can't give you a recipe because it's pork.
Do you guys, you guys don't like, it's not like a honey baked ham or anything? It's like mom's?
No. We've never had honey baked ham. My mom gets a plain ham and just, she doesn't put anything on it.
Just ham.
Just ham.
You're missing out on that honey baked.
I know.
You need to try one.
I've been wanting to.
It's worth the premium, I think. But once you have it, you're going to be like, I had just regular ham growing up. And then when Myrna came along, she's like, you never had a honey baked ham?
No.
Like, no. And I had one. I was like, the first time I went to a honey baked ham, there was like a line outside of people waiting. I'm like, what the hell's, what's up with this ham? And then I got it and I go, ooh, I get it now. I get the line. I understand.
My mom's never bought one. I never had one growing up and I still haven't had one.
One day you're going to get to that point where you're going to have Christmas at your house and you need to do the ham. You need to introduce the honey baked ham.
If I don't feel like cooking, I'll do that.
You need to start the tradition. I think.
Unless they're super, super expensive.
They
are. You're making it. How expensive are we talking?
I don't know. They are. But they have different sizes. Like you can say like, hey, I want a 5 to 6 pound or an 8 to 10 pound or whatever. But yeah, and you got to place the orders in advance. There's no, last time I checked, you can't just like stroll into a honey baked ham this time of year and say, hey, I need to get a ham.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, place
it's
the
like
order
going to Cracker Barrel and wanting a full Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
But yeah, you got to place it on like online and then you got to reserve a time to get it. It's a whole thing, but it's good. So we do ham and we do turkey and we do tamales because we're Mexican. And
got the whole smorgasbord at your house.
Well, my mom always cooks for 72 people. Whether there's 10 of us or 72 of us, she always cooks, assuming there's going to be so many people. And we have leftovers for, you know, till January the 12th or something.
I think a tradition that I should come up with is like how to like make up some really, really cool like leftover dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't really have anything cool that we do with our leftovers. We just heat it up as it was. So like turkey by itself, stuffing mm-hmm. by itself, potatoes by themselves. But I see people online that make like really cool sandwiches, or they'll put them in like those rice paper wraps and fry them, and then yeah. So it's like you took your Thanksgiving dinner and it's in like a cool dumpling wonton thing.
We had I think the day after Thanksgiving, we had some leftover ham and Myrna made crepes. Like, ooh. Yeah, it was really good. I wasn't expecting that. It's kind of like, whoa, change of pace here.
Yeah, I gotta do something cool with the leftovers, I think.
So you do that Christmas Eve. What do you guys do Christmas Day?
Christmas Day is just wake up, open Santa's present, our stockings, and then just hang out and play with all the gifts we got. And just chill.
Hang out, watch TV, as an adult, have some drinks, whatever.
Yeah. I'll probably be spending Christmas Day at my in-laws, because I normally do. We do Christmas Eve at my family's and then Christmas Day at his family's. And that's the day they open all their presents, and they also do Christmas pajamas. So we all get matching pajamas.
So we do, I mean, we have like our side of the family, and then, well, we do my side of the family Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, we'll do like our immediate, like me, Myrna, and Andrew, and then her parent or her family will come over. But we do a brunch, and we've done that for I think the last 7 or 8 years, where we just do like Christmas brunch, and it's like, hey, come by anytime after this time and just come in. If you want to come in and have brunch and hang out, if you want to wait till lunchtime, we're gonna be watching movies. If it's nice, we'll heat the pool. We'll do, just hang out, like just come by, and we'll have tons of food for 100 people. And just, and Myrna will make all kinds of like cool brunchy things. And every year she tops herself.
Ooh.
Yeah. She does, the only staple that she has that I request is her Brussels sprouts. But everything else, that I think she does like the fingerling potatoes. But everything else is like, oh, this year I'm going to do a quiche. This year I'll do a roast. This year I'll do what we have the crepe, the little crepe pan thing that she bought. So now she's like, I'm going to do crepes this year. She goes all out. She goes all out.
Now I want Brussels sprouts and potatoes.
Mm-hmm. She does like Brussels sprouts soaked in like maple syrup.
Oh my gosh. Can she make them for me?
Almonds or something. Pecans is what it is. Yeah.
They're sounds really delicious.
They're really good. They're horrible for you. There's nothing good about them. Not even the Brussels sprout at that point. It's just
coated in sugar and butter.
Oh, yeah. It's been baked. It's been like twice baked.
And Yeah. All the nutrients are gone.
Mm-mm, there's nothing left. No. It used to be Brussels sprout. Now it's green candy. Leafy candy. But yeah, that's Christmas. And it's just, you know, it's like a two-day thing. It seems like you guys do the same thing. It's
Christmas Eve is like another Christmas.
It's day. Like 36 hours of Christmas, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys start, I guess, in the afternoon or early evening. And then it just kind of turns into one thing to another. And yeah. Do you guys do like church service or mass or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we typically go to midnight mass every year. That's been a little bit iffy since COVID, obviously for reasons. And we're all just kind of getting older. So I think we all just get tired. And I don't see the point in going to church if you're just going to go and sit there and, you know, sleep through it.
Dude, so. I remember midnight. I'm always raised Catholic. I remember midnight mass as a kid was a beating.
It is hard when you're a kid.
Because my parents are like, okay, you can open presents after mass. It's like 1:30, I'm going to open presents. Then I don't even want to play with them. It's like, go to bed.
What I always hated is, like, growing up, like, the once or twice a year Catholics always show up. And so the church would always be packed. Yes. And if you didn't get there, like, an hour early, we would have to stand.
Yeah.
And as a kid, you don't want to do that. I don't want to, as an adult, I don't want to do that. And big crowds, I just don't like it anymore.
It takes, like, 30 minutes longer to do communion.
Yep.
Because there's all these people that haven't been here in the last 6 months. I haven't seen you since Easter. And here you are.
Mm-hmm. And I just get I get anxious now more when I'm in crowded areas like that, just since COVID. And I was recently sick with the flu myself. Not COVID, I tested, but I got the flu. And so now when I'm in a small space that's just filled with people, and I just like, don't touch me, don't breathe near me. Mm-hmm. 6 feet, but then there's not enough 6 feet of space around me.
No. And then at church it's different, because at church it's like, it's still like, hey, you know, like, peace be with you, shake your hand.
Nope.
Like,
oh, man, I stopped doing that like 5 years ago.
Wave at you, buddy.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm gonna throw the wink and the gun at you, but peace, buddy.
Oh, that's the dog in the background. You hear her occasionally.
I thought that was your stomach saying I'm hungry.
I am kind of hungry.
It's dinner time.
But I think that's it for all our Christmas traditions.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's one. when do you take your lights down or when do you turn them off?
I like to leave mine up through like New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. I think it's still festive enough to have them up for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. After New Year's Day, it depends on the weather. So if on New Year's Day, it's like, it's Texas, right? If it's 70 degrees, I'll take those suckers down.
Really?
If I have to wait a week for it, the weather to be nice, I might wait a week, but I try not to go more than 2 weeks out after New Year's.
So I think we go until the 8th, because I believe that's in the Hispanic culture, that's technically whenever the three kings actually showed up and saw baby Jesus. It's like, that's the thing people don't understand. Like, yeah, you saw, according to history, supposedly, because we don't know, we weren't there. But it's like, yeah, Jesus was born on the 25th, but like you still had to get to him. They didn't have trains, planes, or automobiles. They got to walk and have camels and stuff.
Well, we don't even know I know Christianity says it's the 25th, but didn't the Christians steal Christmas from the pagans and said, we're going to make the 25th Jesus' birthday and all that too. I won't get into religion. That's not the point of this show.
In the Hispanic culture, it's when the kings actually show up and they like bring their gifts.
Is that why it's the 12 days of Christmas?
No, this is January 8th. I don't know. Maybe. Is
that that's 25th through the 31st is 6. Okay, so that's...
It's the 14 days of Christmas?
14 days of Christmas. I don't know.
Maybe it's the 12 days of Christmas because he wasn't born on the 25th. He was born on the 27th.
Who knows?
Oh, no. We just started a whole new conversation.
Who knows? But, okay, so we probably take ours down about the same time every year.
So this year, I'll be out of town then. Like, do I turn them off when I leave?
I would turn them off because you don't... Yeah, you're not there to enjoy them. Don't pay that electric bill.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if it storms, you don't know what the weather's going to be. Just leave them off. There's no point. Or if, like, your stuff malfunctions and they just stay on all day. Mm-hmm. You're not there to turn off.
I just
need to
pull the plug.
Yeah. Okay. Unplug everything. If you're going to be out of your house that long, it's good to just leave everything unplugged except, like, the fridge.
So... As of this recording, we are in the teens days until Christmas.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we're in the teens. Yeah.
Oh, until Christmas. Until Christmas. I thought you meant like the date. I'm like, no, it's not.
Until Christmas. The teens days.
Less
until
than 20
Christmas.
Days yeah. until Christmas. Less oh than, my gosh.
Less than 20, more than 13, more
this
than 12.
This time of year always goes by so fast. And then after Christmas, I just get depressed. I get seasonal depression. Because it's all festive right now, and even though it's cold, it's fun, and then...
It's not cold.
It's not even cold yet. The cold's not in Texas yet, and then you have January and February. There's no holidays, unless you count, what is it, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, but I don't get off work for that.
And Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, which is not a real holiday. I don't get off work for that. There's no holidays. There's no off-work holidays until May.
Oh, yeah, because you don't get St. Patty's Day. You get Easter... That's April.
Easter's a Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Black Friday. Not Black Friday. Good Friday.
Maybe. If I have a religious vacation day, sometimes I can use that on Good Friday, but not always.
You have like 5 solid months of having to...
Work.
Yeah.
But yeah, January and February are just like bleh.
So the first half of the year sucks, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, and then you gotta do your taxes.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it's Easter, and then there's Lent, and I don't want to do that. And then there's like, you know... Ugh, allergies because it's spring.
Tornadoes,
thunderstorms, bugs. Yes, they're doing lawn work, like yard work again.
We have like 2 months of Christmas now. A lot of people start celebrating earlier. You notice that? Like in November, a lot of people start getting into that festive mood, like early November. Before COVID, people would wait until like Thanksgiving time. And I noticed starting in 2020, people are like, you know what? November 1st, I'm putting my tree up. I'll put my lights up.
That's when Christmas starts for me because I love the season.
I'm going to get a little happier in my life. But I did notice that your neighborhood's kind of depressing because most of your neighborhood doesn't have lights.
So this area of my neighborhood is also very new. This is a new build and this was the last phase being developed. So I think a lot of people have just moved in and just don't have Christmas lights yet.
Oh, yeah. I was driving through your neighborhood. I'm like, God, these people suck.
The only reason we have the few Christmas lights we do is that those are left over from my wedding. Those were wedding lights that just happened to be Christmas lights. So we don't even put them around the whole house. We just put them on our front porch area.
So I was the first one on my street to have my lights up. And usually I'm the best. but there's people now that are like competition that are trying to outdo me.
Ooh.
Yeah. So like my neighbor across the street, he's new. This is his first Christmas with us. Yeah, he put up a whole monstrosity. I'm like, I hate you. Like, you want to be that guy now. Okay. I got you next year, buddy.
War.
Next year, I'm getting on the roof, and I'm going to have, like...
giant inflatables.
Inflatables and like, flame-throwing Santa.
Santa up there, yeah.
With the flame-throwing.
Yeah, one of those light shows that, like, are coordinated to music. Ooh. That'd be cool.
Next year's going to be on. I had to pay for a wedding this year. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't have the energy to do all that, so... that I'll just come see your house.
So... that's going to wrap up Christmas talk. Is that what we're calling this?
Yeah, catch up in Christmas.
Catch up in Christmas. I like it. Catch up in Christmas. But we're not done yet.
No.
Let's see what else we got going for us. How about we talk about some pound sign time?
Yes.
I even got a little something for you here. Here's a little early Christmas present for you. Yeah, I got us an intro.
You guys can't see me, but I'm like grooving to the music. I love it.
Pound sign time intro.
He actually says pound sign.
I know. Multiple times.
Yes, we're bringing back pound sign time. This is a segment where we check and see what hashtags, or how we call them, pound signs, because they're technically pound signs before they were hashtags, and we see what's trending out on the internets.
Trending, and it's not even, it used to be, we used to say trending Twitter topics,
but I now don't like saying that anymore.
But now you see hashtags everywhere.
There, well, it's first a social of all, media there's, thing now. Yeah, it's more than just Twitter and Facebook. There's Instagram, where they're very big and popular. There's Snapchat, there's TikTok, there's Tumblr, there's all these other platforms that are using them.
But they all call them hashtag.
They all call them hashtags, you know.
We call them pound hashtag.
Sign. We call them pound sign time. Because we're OG like that.
So, pound sign time. What are we going to talk about, girl?
So, the biggest things that I saw trending right now, as of this recording, have a lot to do with Russia. And have a lot to do with Britney... what is it? Griner. And hashtag or pound sign Whelan is also trending. All three of those at once. And for good reason. If you, I'll let you, you're more invested in this story than I am. So I'll let you update the people on what's going on.
So for the people that don't know, Brittany Griner is a, she's a professional basketball player, a WNBA player. She does some international ball. And she got arrested earlier this, I believe it was earlier this year, 2022. And she had a vape pen that was not approved, I guess, in Russia. I think it was weed, or it just wasn't what they want.
I think it was marijuana.
Yeah, I think whatever it wasn't legal in Russia, or supposedly legal in Russia, because, you know, they can just kind of make up laws as they go.
Yeah.
So she got arrested, she got detained, she went to trial, and she was convicted to 8 years? 9 years.
I thought it was 10.
Was it?
I don't know. A very long time.
She was convicted to, like, hard labor, like a camp. So, and that happened in the fall, a few months, like 2-3 months ago. So, like, this whole saga had been going on. And, I mean, that's pretty quick, by the way. Their justice system is pretty quick in Russia, where they can, they'll try you and convict you and do all that in a couple months. You know, so I'll give them credit for their efficiency. And then, so there's been, like, an ongoing saga to try to get her released. You know, a lot of celebrities have weighed in. A lot of professional athletes have weighed in. So she was released today. They did a trade with an arms dealer, a convicted arms dealer. And if I'm not mistaken, they made a movie about it. So, like, that's how, like, big time he was. So, yeah, they made a trade. They swapped prisoners. I'm still not quite sure how you end up swapping an international arms dealer for a basketball player that had a vape pen. Like, the crimes don't seem to match. So on the other side, you have Paul Whelan, and he is a former Marine, and he's got multiple citizenships. He's a US citizen, British, Irish, and Canadian. And he was arrested in Russia 4 years ago, and he was accused of spying, and he was sentenced to 16 years in prison. So he's been in there since December 28th of 2018. So he's 4 years right now. So today they released Miss Griner. And then the whole thing is like, hey, great, she's coming home. Wait a minute, what about this guy? And that's kind of where everything is going to crap. Because social media is, it goes both ways. You know, some people are like, hey, yeah, great, she's coming home. Another person wrongfully convicted coming home. But then you have the other people, it's like, wait a minute, this guy was a Marine. What's he still doing here? So there's a lot of different things going on here. My biggest issue with it, and this is no disrespect to Paul Whelan, you know, regardless of him being a Marine, I don't see that side of it. I see the fact that he's been in there for 4 years and Brittany Griner's been in there for a few months, you know, 8 months, 10 months. Logic says you try to get the other one released first because he's been in there longer. He has literally served a fourth of his time, you know? And they're saying, the United States is saying, well, we couldn't pick one over the other. That's not the way this trade worked. Like, this is a deal that gets brokered out. But my whole thing is, you have a guy that's a convicted arms dealer, international arms dealer. I'm pretty sure you could hardball and say, no, we're not going to give you one for one. This guy's worth two. That's my opinion. And the way I see things is that, yes, great, she's coming home. But I really think the U.S. could have handled it a little bit differently and said, hey, Miss Griner, we want you to come home. We're not saying you can't come home. We're not saying we don't want you. But what we're saying is that you're going to stay there a little bit longer. You're a basketball player. You know about teamwork. You know about taking one for the team. We need you to hang tight a little bit longer, be tough, because we're going to get both of you guys home if you can stay a little bit longer. And that's the one thing they didn't do. Like, I think the U.S. screwed that one up.
I think it's a dangerous game that has to be played. I call it a dangerous game. That's how I see it. Because it's a lot of gambling. It's a lot of trading. From what I read is that Putin would not let Whelan go. And I think they did try everything they could to get both of them home with this trade. Mm-hmm. And he would not budge. And so it was literally, okay, well, either we bring Brittany Griner home or no one comes home.
But I think it should have been no one comes home.
Well, okay. Do you think that we have other prisoners in the future that we could possibly trade that are worth more than this international arms dealer?
It's an international arms dealer.
Yeah,
I mean, he's pretty big.
I'm sure he's not the only one. And I'm sure we have other prisoners that they want.
I guess my whole thing is that I don't see it, and I posted this on my Facebook earlier, I don't see this coming out positive in any way, because Paul Whelan and his family feel let down because they're like, hey, we've been here for 4 years. We've been trying to get home all this time and we're still here. So that looks bad for them. They've lost faith in the country, in our government. For Brittany Griner, I think it's a PR thing that's going to hurt her, because it's like, yeah, great, you get to come home. You have your freedom. But guess what?
A lot of people are mad.
A lot of people are pissed at you. And a lot of people are not going to want you around. They're going to want you like lay low, you know, any kind of endorsements that you had, your WNBA career, all that stuff might be gone. So, and you just got to deal with being kind of a leper for a little bit, but you're home, you're free, but you're not, you know? And then from the United States standpoint, I think it looks bad too for the administration. Cause it's like, well, you look weak, you know, Putin won. Putin's like, hey, hell yeah. I still have one. You know, I trade. It's kind of like when you're doing like fantasy football or something. It's like, hey, I traded, but I won on the trade. There's always a winner. There's no such thing as an even trade. I don't believe. I think there's always somebody that has a little advantage over the other. And I think Vladimir Putin won this one. And, you know, and it shows a precedent that like, we caved in. What do we got to give up next time to get him? If we couldn't get him now, what do we have to give up? Like, what terrorists am I giving up now?
I haven't done the research, but I'm also curious to see, like, besides Whelan and Griner, like, who else is over there that's an American citizen? Like, why was it just between Griner and Whelan? Why wasn't it Whelan and someone else? You know, again, like, because to your point, if you're looking at this only from the based on duration, Brittany Griner's only been there 10 months.
Yeah.
Compared to other people who have been there for years. So I don't know. I don't know what was going on. Maybe it's because she's young, if she's a woman. I don't know.
I mean, now, the only exception that I would say is if, like, either, and this is for either one of them, if one of them was, like, critically ill and there's a chance they might not make it if they had to wait longer, I can see them saying, hey, she's sick. She's going to have to take precedence so that we can try to get her home while she's still healthy. I understand that part. That's not the situation here. So I just, and this would have happened regardless of administration. If it was a Republican in office or a Democrat, I think it looks bad on America in general. And I really do think that parts of their party are not going to, are not happy with the, there's certain Democrats that aren't happy with the administration right now. But I think if this was a Republican president, the same thing would happen. And I think it's going to come bite you in the butt 2 years from now when there's an election. I think that can, I think there's Democrats that really truly believe in America that are like, you know what? You guys let us down this time. Maybe I don't want to vote for the next person. But again, I don't think it's a Democrat Republican. I think it would have happened regardless of party. You know, I think it just makes us look bad. It makes us look weak.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't going to realize that they're mad at the wrong person, because you can't be mad at Brittany Griner. Like, you can't. Like, you can't blame her for wanting to get out of prison. Like, no one wants to be in a Russian prison, let's be honest. But this was not a deal that she made up and did a sales pitch and had to negotiate. This was done outside of her and above her, and they presented her this opportunity, and she's like, heck yeah. So you can't be mad at her for wanting to get out. So
she's gonna get it too though, unfortunately.
She is, and she's already getting it on social media. So she is, like you said, this is a PR thing, and she's gonna have to lay low for, I think, a long time.
Because people are seeing it, as far as Paul Whelan goes, they're saying, like, he's a Marine. You left the Marine out there. You know, that's one thing that they're known for, is to not leave a man behind. We just left one behind. Isn't that what they're known for? Aren't they known for bringing back even deceased soldiers? Because they're like, no, he's coming home to get buried in America. Let's get him home. Like, I think that's what they're known for, is to, they don't like leaving anything behind. You know, alive or not. So it's like, hey, we just left one. Good job, America.
Well, I hope that they have another plan in their pocket. Maybe they got something else brewing to try to get him out. I'm sure they've been working on him since he was incarcerated.
But it's just like, it looks so bad.
It does.
And again, it's one of those things where if Brittany Griner wasn't famous, because she is famous. I mean, she's a professional athlete. She's an international athlete. If she wasn't a famous international figure, I don't think she would get the same flack. But that, and the fact that she wasn't there that long, I think both of those things are going to be really detrimental to her. And it's unfortunate. You know, it's just the cards that were played, you know, the cards that were dealt to her and to him. But it's like, man, like, we couldn't handle this differently.
Lesson learned. If you're traveling to different countries, maybe look up the laws in those countries before you go.
Dude, I'm not leaving. If I'm Brittany Griner, I'm not leaving America. I ain't going, I'm not going to Cancun. I'm not doing anything. I'm keeping my butt in America. Staying right here. I'm not going. Yeah. Nope. I'll just stay right here.
Google's free. It's very easy. Just look it up.
Yeah. I don't think I want to go anywhere.
It's not that bad. Sometimes you just can't take certain stuff, or, you know.
No.
You can't take certain stuff back with you. It's easy. So, like, I went to Mexico, and I'm not a big traveler, so I didn't know how customs worked and all that. But, like, you have to, what is it, like, check your alcohol? Is that what it's called? So, like, I had to do that. But, I mean, like, you can't, I didn't try to sneak it back into America. Like, I checked everything that we bought. Because we bought, like, tequila, like, real tequila from Mexico. So, yeah, like, I was like, I'm not risking it. I'm not risking it for the biscuit. Are you crazy?
I was reading a thing the other day that was, because we're going to the Bahamas for our cruise, and they were saying that, like, don't buy drugs there. Don't buy, like, weed or whatever. Because they say sometimes the local government has, like, they set you up. They set you up just so that they can lock you up or be like, hey, we're going to lock you up. It's a 2 year, you know, it's a 2 year conviction, or you can pay us cash, $1,000, $5,000, whatever. Well, yeah, you're like, all right, let me drain my account so I don't go to jail. That's like a thing that they do. Like, that's what they do to the local, like the locals do to people. Like, them and local law enforcement set people up because they know, like, hey man, these guys can't take drugs on the cruise and they want weed or they want whatever, pills, whatnot, we're going to hit them up. And they'll just be like undercover setting up people. Yeah. Uncle Sam's not going to bail you out of that. Just behave yourself.
Yeah. Hashtag, do that stuff at home.
Hashtag do that stuff at home.
Seriously.
Hashtag behave yourself on international travel. So, is that it?
I think so for
episode one of
season of whatever this is.
Six.
We'll say six.
I think it's season six.
Yeah.
I'll try and get clarification on that.
Let's look up. Yeah, we have a lot of episodes to like go through.
Man, it's good. Give me a high five. This is a good episode.
Y'all heard that.
It's good to be back here.
I know.
Your dog.
I missed you.
Your dog's like, what was that? Yeah, I miss you too. Man. We're going to do this more often. It's been a while. For those of you that haven't heard us in a while, it's not just you. It was us.
Yes. Life happens.
But yeah. We're back. Mm-hmm. We're back. We're ramping up for 2023. Ooh, 2023?
Ew.
Already?
Ew. God. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's almost here.
Yeah. Hey, we got an episode in this year. 13 months. It took us 13 months, but we got it. So, yeah, somebody's going to listen to the Thanksgiving 2021 episode and be like, man, that's a pretty good episode. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, that was a year ago. Yeah, last episode was December, was Thanksgiving 2021. Here we are, Christmas 2022.
It feels like it was just yesterday, too.
It really does.
That was scary.
Better late than never, right?
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to wrap us up. On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin.
Hey.
We're Law and Disorder. Don't forget to check us out on social media. What are they now?
So
we have Disorder
Facebook.
Facebook is at Disorder Law. Mm-hmm.
Instagram is at Disorder _law.
And then Twitter
is just at Disorder Law.
And then we need to get us.
I think we're going to set up a TikTok.
We need to get us a TikTok. If you're listening, don't be taking that at Disorder Law. That's mine.
Yeah, we need that.
I know. Somebody's like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to sell it to them now. I won't pay for it. I won't negotiate. I won't trade. I won't trade for it. So, this is going to wrap us up. Thanks to, again, Wavespace Audio for the jams and Young Ideas Dish for the support. And we will holler at you guys next time.
Peace out.
Latest.